This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're just telling me about your life. Just kind of tell Bills fans about your life right now in general.
It's great. It's pretty hectic. You're just enjoying the new team and new city and everything. But life doesn't really slow down. I got twins under two and wife is pregnant and so just really enjoying my time and, trying to have a good camp and just looking forward to the season.
What's it like to come out here and face your old team? I know you've done it with the Patriots, but to come here and, have these joint practices against the Bills, what's that like to maybe see some familiar faces?
And it's fun. I love coming out here and seeing some of these guys. I mean, there's not many guys left on the team from when I was there. I mean, Jerry and Lee Smith is back here now, and then some of the coaches. But it's always fun playing against some different, different opponent. You've been going against the same guys for a couple of weeks now. So this is a good organization. Coach McDermott and this team is great. So it was a lot of fun. We're going to put in some good work for the next 2 days.
Well, give us the soundbite edition of what your time was like playing with Brady. I'm sure you heard that a million times, but I mean, you had the rare opportunity to play with the best.
The best way I can describe it is I learned a lot from him. He's a true professional, and just watching him and his process and the knowledge that he was able to pass down to me about actually playing the game and being professional and just going about my business, taking care of my body and everything that he does. I mean,
What sticks with you about your time in Buffalo?
There's so many things in Buffalo. Buffalo was my first opportunity. I'll never forget that, and that was my first opportunity really to play in the league, play special teams, play receiver. I had a great 4 years in Buffalo. I mean, I had a lot of, great friendships that I still have to this day. I mean, most of those guys are spread out across the league, but every single time I come back, I look forward to seeing those tailgates and everything. I mean, these fans, they're all out here down in Charlotte. They're everywhere. And so, that was something that, I took away from the city of Buffalo really cares about, this team.
Chris, you were the Hard Knocks darling. You came in the league. You're an underrated guy, an underdog. Did you ever think?
Like 10 years ago, man.
two Super Bowl rings, 10 years in the league. Did you ever allow yourself to think about that?
No. No, I really couldn't, because all I was focused on was trying to make a football team. I took it day by day, really, at that point. Reality was I ended up getting cut from that team. So 4 times after that or whatever it was. So I just took every opportunity that I could and made the best of it. And I was able to, get a lot of opportunities down the line and, landed in some good spots and had some success.
Chris, you mentioned the fans. Maybe you weren't surprised by their presence down here, but were your teammates commenting at all about how it was a pretty good cheering section at that end?
Yeah, there was. I wasn't surprised. I just playing across the league in my time in Buffalo, it doesn't matter where you played. They would always be there loud and proud. And it's great to, bring some more people out here, Spartanburg. So it's exciting, having some, all both sides of the fans, cheering for their team. It's, it just makes it more fun out here.
People seem to like the narrative of comparing Josh to Cam Newton. I don't know how much you've seen of Josh. Is that just because they're big and athletic and have strong arms,
sure,
or is there an actual comparison that can be made?
I honestly hate comparing quarterbacks. I think they're all individuals and they have their own game. But just watching Josh, I mean, he seems like a big physical guy. I mean, he's got a great arm, and I think he's got a really bright future ahead of him if keeps working hard. And that's for everything that I've heard about him, he's a hard worker.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.